It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, what's up? Thursday morning on 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. It's 44 degrees, and it's going to be about it. Maybe 50 today. It's about it. Hi there. I'm Scott Pizzano. There's Sandy Waters. What's up, guys?
Let me tell you.
What's up?
The minute I walk in the studio, what do I walk into? A bunch of, it's like a 3D printing lab in here. And I go, what is this? It's because, well, my wife won't let me keep it at the house, so I'm going to decorate the studio with everything I 3D print.
I didn't say everything.
Oh, it's going to be everything.
Well, I do have an Eiffel Tower that I finished yesterday.
Oh,
so.
My God, you can't. This is not the vibe I want. When you're roommates with someone, you got to have the vibe match both personalities.
Oh, really? That means your personality and that's it,
well,
right?
No. I mean...
But same with my wife. It's hers or nothing.
We have thank you cards from listeners.
Yes.
That makes sense to be in the studio.
And
pictures of listeners. That makes sense to be in the studio.
And now we have Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, God.
You gotta admit, they turned out pretty cool.
Well, they're very cool, but
They're here as a limited art display.
Exhibit.
Exhibit, yes. A limited art exhibit. It started with... But the five-year-old, Ellie, and I were goofing around. I'm like, you know what? You know, she's all into the cartoons and stuff.
Can't
I'm
you
like,
put we it in her toy bin?
No, they're very fragile. And I'm like, let's watch Roadrunner. She's like, what's Roadrunner? I'm like,
me.
She's like, ugh. And I'm like, I swear, I put Roadrunner, Bugs Bunny Roadrunner on, and she just...
She's your daughter.
Funny. She thinks it's hilarious. So now I'm like... I'm going to print out a 3D print Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote for her, just to like kind of embrace it, you know, like a touch, be able to touch it instead of one dimensional.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she loves that. And
it's
she helped me build them.
It's getting out of control.
She helped me build them
you
and put them together.
You need an intervention.
You know, I find that 3D printing is now more of, it's like now like more than three hobbies. It's like four, because back when I was a kid, I don't know if you never went through this, but little boys would get a model. Like a model airplane or a model car.
Oh, my husband and I did that when we were dating, a model airplane together.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool. That brings me back to the days when I did modeling, where you get the little, you know, the cement and you get the little, you know, the paint and all that. So, so Ellie and I, over the course of the last couple of weeks, created these two things.
Yes, I get it. It's cute. It's fatherly. It's awesome. We're patting you on the back. You're a great dad. Don't bring your... We're going to be overrun with your stuff. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 3D printed things in here.
I do. I got my camera case.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying things, your little robot thing, the little bunny you made for me. Like things that are
Well, you could toss that.
No, I don't
Or take it home.
It was a gift.
Well, its ear is broken. Throw it away. Recycle it. Give it to me. I'll put it in my recycle bin.
Anyhow.
I melt it down and turn it into
it.
I melt it
out of control.
Okay, just wait till Halloween comes around because I'm making it with all the leftover print stuff. I'm making, I've got these silicone molds of skulls. So you take all the poop, it's called the poop, all the little scraps, and you melt them together into a skull, and then Halloween.
I don't know what's worse, you going off on like a hour-long conversation about weather, or you going off about an hour-long conversation about 3D printing?
It's all I'm good for, really.
Weather and 3D printing tips. It's like the person you work with. Who do you work with in the office? You either have to share an office or it's the cube right next to you and their crap kind of trickles into your space. Are you cool with that or not? Because, hey, maybe I'm overreacting. I mean, it is cute. It's fun.
Yeah, you're
I'm just nervous because the minute I give you an inch,
she'll take a mile.
Yes,
I know.
In our history of 6 years together, whenever I like give you a little bit to try to make him feel good, you'll just go with it. And then I can't
stop.
She's
yelling at me. She's yelling at me this morning because why don't you print stuff for the listeners and the logo on it and give it away? I'm like,
make use of whatever you're doing.
Well, if you did a little research and understood how this stuff works, it's really difficult and expensive to do multiple things
all of a sudden,
with a
now
tiny
it's
little
difficult.
Logo on it. It is.
Well, do something bigger.
More expensive, more time. Okay, 4 hours.
You're a walking oxymoron.
4 hours of print. That's a great idea. Yeah, that's time.
Well,
management
you're printing
right
all this other stuff for the studio. No,
I'm doing it for my daughter actually.
And well, it's not for your daughter if it's sitting here in the studio.
Well, I'm bringing it home because this is a temporary art.
That's not what you
collection.
Said this morning. You're changing now.
Well, I wanted to, but obviously I got pushback. So
you change your story to make it fit. Whatever you're arguing.
Obviously. Nobody loves me.
Well,
obviously, nobody likes my stuff. My wife won't let it be in the house upstairs.
Yeah, because it's owning the house.
All I have is padded walls in the basement with insulation. I got no drywall up. I can't even hang a shelf. All the crap that's been shoved into this tiny little space.
You just have no boundaries.
Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner have to live on a floor underneath something.
It's so you to just...
That's fine.
Just clunk into
somebody's
life. I'll
take it out of here tomorrow. Today. I'll put it in my car right after this.
Oh, decorate your car.
No, they're too fragile, man. I worked hours on these things. It's all for my daughter. Remember that.
Okay, again, your daughter is not here in the studio. You keep saying that. That's a great argument. That's a great point, if it was true. Anyhow, you should do, there's a car that lives in the neighborhood near me that has Beanie Babies all over her Jeep, the dashboard of her Jeep. It's cool. Like, you can tell she gets joy when she gets into her car because that's her love.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you should do with your vehicle. But just buckle them in the back seat, like a bunch. So
they're fragile.
You're never.
I'm not going to buckle anything in. I'm going to take them back out to the car and leave it. So much for show and effing tell.
I'm saying buckle them in a safety car safety seat. That would be so cute. You got your friends with you all the time traveling. I love it.
98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, you. What's up? It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, a 43-degree start here, and I'm Scott Spaziano. This is Sandy Waters. Hello, 6 o'clock hour. Your weather's going to look like cloudy and cooler and kind of misty and chance of a sprinkle today and only 5-0.
But
50.
Monday, supposed to be 80.
Yeah.
Nice next week. So,
yeah.
Looking forward to something, and that's what it is.
Well, Saturday it's supposed to be turned to sunshine and close to 70. So the weekend's good for Mother's Day weekend.
So good, and then next week is good.
Yeah. At least for one day, at least Monday.
You gotta look forward to something. Oh my gosh, so you know how, so today's Thursday and we always have the Buzz fam in the studio. Shout out, by the way, I should have, I was more prepped and planned and prepared, I would get nurses in the studio because it's Nurses Week. That would have been cool to get a teacher in and a nurse. Well, no, teachers wouldn't be able to come in. Anyhow.
Right, right.
Happy Nurses Week to you if you're a nurse driving to work right now. But you know how on Thursdays we have the Buzz Fam in the studio with us, and you're always welcome to come in. Just email me, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. And we'll do the Buzz Shots, right?
Yeah, we got Buzz Shots we're going to do at the top of the hour. We've got the Honesty Box.
Yep, and then we do Keep It PG. Now.
Oh, geez. Wait.
Yes.
Wait,
right.
No. Wait, yeah.
Okay, so Keep It PG is I give you like a scenario, and you have to fill in the blank, but you're going to want to say something vulgar or naughty, but you can't because we're on the radio. You have to keep it PG.
Yes.
And it kind of messes with your head and it's funny, whatever, whatever.
And it's because we call it Keep It PG. You automatically think dirty.
Exactly. So now today we have Austin, who's the greatest. We are so stinking proud of this kid. He started his own candle company and he's mm-hmm. doing great. And he was like, hey, can I come in again? And I'm like, well, of course. So yeah. He's 15
now, probably.
The Keep It PG. And I'll be honest with you. I just plugged it into ChatGPT so it could also surprise me with the answers.
Uh-huh.
It is so naughty. There's no way I could do this on the air in the 8 o'clock hour. Let me give you some examples here.
Like,
remember, this is a 14, 15-year-old who will be in the studio and probably grandpa's going to tag along too. Name something you'd find in Scott's pants that starts with the letter P.
3D prints.
Oh! Well, don't answer me. Okay, maybe I'll use that one.
Yeah, I know.
Give me the thumbs up or not.
What?
Let's see. Oh, how about this one? Name something that gets wet when Scott plays with it.
Oh, dear.
It starts with the letter B.
Oh, my God.
Name something in my mouth before 7 a.m. that starts with the letter C.
Oh,
like,
goodness.
These are great. But with a 15-year-old in the studio with us.
What kind of prompts did you put into ChatGPT to get that to come out?
I just said a little naughty. Name something Scott grips tightly with both hands.
Wait, why is it just me?
I don't know. Name something I moan about in bed that starts with the letter T. I'm like, okay, these are awesome.
Yeah,
not today.
Not for a 15-year-old.
So.
Yeah. Keep it G.
I will have to. These to next week.
Let's do like Match Game or could be NCCBC.
No, we got to keep it PG.
Oh, yeah,
I just got to tone it down a little bit.
Oh,
I told Chatty,
God.
I'm like, tone it down a little bit.
Chatty?
Chatty's waking up with a little like, you know. Anyhow, these are funny though. It would be funny to hear people's responses. So I will save for copy, paste to next week.
Yeah, bench that.
Or who knows, if I run out of time and I can't come up with better ones, this is what you're going to be hearing in the 8 o'clock hour.
Absolutely. Plus, the Honesty Box will be fun, where we have people put in like something they like, not like, and then in this little box, like anonymously, like a suggestion box at work, and then something that a question they want us to answer completely honestly.
Yeah, but that's not really today. That's tomorrow. We don't do it today.
They put it in today. Yeah.
Tomorrow's really.
Yeah, tomorrow, so they're not here.
For the honesty.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be.
Is there any in here? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch in there still. So.
Breakfast with a side of silliness. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, I cannot, honestly, I've lived
answers.
Here my whole life.
Yeah.
I've been here my whole life. I've never been to Jackson's Bakery.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, so Jackson's Bakery is in Greece on Stone Road, and it's been around for 75 years.
Yeah.
And there are so many people who just have great memories going to Jackson's Bakery. Now, the mystery continues. Mm. Wait, do we have answers? I don't know. You tell me. So here's the deal. To catch you up, it was, when was it? A month ago, whatever. There was a break-in, right? And they had to close down for a few days to recover from that.
Yeah.
Once they opened back up, the outpouring of love and support from the community was amazing, where they sold out of everything.
Yeah, they
lines
got swamped,
out the
yeah.
door. It was amazing.
It's great.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, a few days ago, last week, whatever, there's a note on the door that says closed. And then it's mystery on the website. You can't get to it. Nobody's answering the phone.
You even called.
I even called to try to get a hold of somebody. The news stations are reporting it's closed indefinitely and then whatever. But some people on Facebook were like, no, you guys, it's still open. Okay.
So who do you
today yeah. now, or yeah. yesterday, I guess, the owner comes forward and says this. This is his quote.
Mm-hmm.
We're open.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize for not being able to hang on to workers to feed you. When the quality goes down, I can't help but say something. That's your quote? What? Explain the mystery of open, close, open, close, open, close. So what are you?
So he doesn't have enough staff to stay open?
I guess.
Wait, say it. Read that again.
I apologize for not being able to hang on to workers to feed you.
Okay.
But when the quality goes down, I can't help but say something. So he's blaming the employees, I think.
It sounds like he doesn't have enough staff. And you can't keep the quality and the quantity going.
But it's almost like the way he said it, it doesn't seem... You know how bosses and owners speak? They speak a little bit more soft.
Is that the whole quote?
That was the whole quote in the news story. Quote, I apologize for not being able to hang on to workers to feed you. You know, it's all for you.
Feed you, yeah.
But when the quality goes down, I can't help it. I have to say something. That's my job as an owner. What are you saying? I don't know. So anyhow, so here's a little history of the bakery, which is very fascinating. 1947, it opened up by Jack E. Simmons. Okay. He passed it down to his son. I mean, he was really old at the time. In 2003, he passed it down to his son, Jim, to continue the family business. Jim continued it to 2021.
Where'd the word Jackson come into play? Because
His name was Jack. Oh. Jackson's Bakery.
Oh, Jack. Okay.
I don't know. Anyhow, and Mr. Jack passed away at like 96 or something. He lived a long, beautiful life. His son takes it over in 2021. He then at 71 years old says, listen, it's time for me to retire. Sure. I'm out.
Yeah.
He passes down in 2021 the business to Matt, who is the current owner right now, Matt Belk, who actually started when he was going to one of the grease schools when he was 16 years old. So he worked his way up the ranks.
Oh, so he's been working at Jackson since he was 16.
Since he was 16.
Cool.
And Jim was like, listen, you've been here for so long. You know this business. I see your passion and your drive.
Right.
Here, take over the business. At this point, Matt was 31 years old. And now, today... Matt, what happened?
Oh, don't put that on him.
Well, I'm like, you can't be.
Don't you dare put that on him.
I'm not putting anything. It's not a good look right now. It's confusion.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm saying it's confusion.
You know
right
how hard
now.
It is to get good people to work for you, especially in jobs like that? It's a great place to go. It's a great heritage. You know, you got fond memories, but. It's tough to run a bakery.
I know, but you can't be so cryptic. You can't slap a piece of paper on your front door and ghost everybody. Well, and then all of a sudden when your quote is, well, it's them, not me. No, you're the coach. The coach gets the blame for the players, right? If the players aren't performing on the field, it's the coach who gets fired.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also the players. The coach can't rally the players to be good.
But you got to be a leader. I don't know what happened. Like, is 31 years old too young?
Wait,
then?
He's 31 now or he's 31 when he took it over?
He was 31 when he took it over in 2021.
Oh, okay.
But taking over a business with that type of heritage, that type of business, maybe 31 is too young.
35.
Yeah, but at that point.
So, like, no, because that was like COVID hit. You know, people got weird about working. I give him huge slack. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Ray, what's up?
Hey, you can't blame the coach if the players don't want to listen.
I kind of agree with that. And, you know, it's tough.
Here's a question then, because a lot of people are like, well, you know, I 75 years, people have a connection to this business.
Yeah.
And somebody commented, actually, a couple people commented, hey, the business owes you nothing as the customer. I was almost like offended by that. Do you agree with that? Does the business owe the customer something?
No, I don't think so.
No, the only thing they owe you is good service, good food. Right. After that, but they don't owe you anything.
Do they owe you answers? If you're a loyal customer, doesn't the business owe you, I think they owe you transparency in what's going on.
I don't think so either.
No.
Unfortunately, since COVID, a lot of businesses are going through this, and you get the people that come through, both young and old, so it's not a matter of any kind of
age
thing. It's both young and old, have an attitude
they
that
don't want to work.
I'll work for such and such, or you get people that come into a company that are very green and think they should start at $35
they're
an hour.
Absolutely not having the mindset that Matt had when he was 16 years old, first started, worked his way up, got the business at 31.
Sure. I mean, he knows the place inside and out, right? 15 years there, you know?
Okay, so now here's the question. No, no. Let's change it to this fun. When you were 16 years old, if you took over the business that you were doing at 16, what would you be doing now?
Ray?
If I took over the business at 16 that I'd be doing now, I'd be a manager or an owner of a McDonald's.
Oh, hey, good.
You'd be a zillionaire.
Okay, Scotty, what would you be doing right now?
I would own a hardware store in Leicester, New York.
Oh.
How about you, Sandy?
I would be, well, I started my job at 18, so 16 I was babysitting, so I don't know. But 18, let's go with that. I would be still working at the Fisherman's Wharf Wegmans. Mount Reed.
You'd be rich, too.
I would be.
You'd be rich,
filet
too.
Filet-O-Fish.
I love it. Thanks, buddy. Thank you. See you later.
Well, best of luck to Jackson's Bakery, Matt. I hope, I don't know, anybody looking for a job and you can bake and you want to help Matt out here?
Yeah, and you're a good worker. Come on.
Jeez.
Come on. It's Pizzano and Sandy here. Good morning.
You know what I noticed? Mm. And I think we would all say this is true. Mm. People come out of the woodwork to be your friend when... A, you win the lottery.
Yeah.
That's when all of a sudden it's like, wait, who are you?
Yeah.
We're family? Really?
Okay. Hey, how's it going?
Either you win the lottery or you do renovations on your house.
I know you guys got something going on over
there. It is like, I don't know why, but I apparently am the hot topic of the neighborhood.
You got stuff going on.
People are so... Okay, I'm going to tell you how I really feel. Get out of my business. People are so damn snoopy.
How big of a project is this?
It's amazing how many people. We're adding a sunroom to the back. So it was always an enclosed porch, and we're just putting sliders on. So we're enclosing the
like
back
a three
patio.
Three-season room, right?
It's a three-season room. Okay. Right, because the grading, when the builders built the house, they never built it correctly, graded the property right, so I have to fix that. So I'm like, well, I'm tearing up the backyard. Why not do what I wanted to do in the future anyhow?
You don't need water in your basement.
Right. Okay, so anyhow, but people I didn't even know were my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I see them walking by the house. Hey, so what you doing?
What's going on in that backyard?
Like, who are you?
That's natural curiosity.
It's like the walk-by gossip patrol.
Well,
everybody.
Didn't you say, he set off the air, you have a giant dumpster in
I have a dumpster.
Driveway,
Yeah, because they're building.
Giant, like, hey, we got stuff going on here. I mean, that's a giant neon sign saying, come and look at what we're doing.
Of course. And I don't know if anyone could relate to this. When you know that you are the topic of the neighborhood, 818-2899, or if you yourself would admit to being that neighbor who needs to know, hey, what's going on?
I did that
there?
Yesterday.
Oh,
across the street, dude. I mean, there was, and the only reason I didn't say anything, but the only reason I said something is because it was such in my life. Because across the street, they had a tree company come and take all kinds of trees out of his backyard. And it was like 3 days worth of equipment and chainsaws. And
God, you went over there and you asked about
no,
it?
No, I was driving out. He rolled down the window. Hey, man, how's it going? I was trying to get my dog to go to the bathroom. I'm just standing there.
Oh.
And I'm like, so you had some tree work done out back?
Oh.
He's
right
like, oh,
there.
Yeah.
It's in his backyard.
Yeah, I'd say.
Get out of his backyard.
He's like, yeah, I had all these rhododendrons that weren't getting enough sun, and they were leaning out east.
Does anyone else hate that?
No, why? I don't mind you asking.
It's like, where were you when I wasn't doing a renovation? Do you want to know how my day is going? No, you just want to know what project I got going on? Why? So do you want to know the price?
You know,
do you want to come see
You need
see
to move
it?
Out to the country where no one will bother you.
Oh, my God.
To have that happen.
So when's the dumpster leaving? How long are you going to have the dumpster? What's it to you?
When's the dumpster leaving? Somebody actually said that?
Yeah. Oh, no. Several people. So how long's the dumpster going to be there? I go, you know what? So my contractor guy's like, do you want me to leave it? Because there's other things. I'm going to finish it off the inside of the room myself.
Yeah.
He goes, do you want me to leave it? I go, yes. Leave it longer.
That's a baller move.
Why?
Cost money to rent that dumpster.
I know, he's very nice.
Day.
He's very generous. I love my contractor guy.
You charge for it. Andrew is on the phone. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Thursday.
Hey, happy Thursday.
Are you the Snoopy neighbor, or are you the neighbor everybody's talking about?
If I'm outside doing something, somebody else dying, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, what the
hey, hell? hold on. Get closer to your phone or punch it or something. I can't hear you.
Punch your phone?
Probably in a bad spot.
No, it's like, I sound like Charlie
so
Brown's
So when a
teacher.
Neighbor comes by and says, what do you got going on? What do you say?
I tell them to mind their own business.
You say that to them? Mind your own business?
I don't care what's going on in the neighborhood. If it doesn't pertain to me, I don't really care.
Oh, God. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if I should do an open house for the three-season room when it's done. Like, all of it, like, put, like, notes that's in everyone's mailbox.
You know what you do? You do an open house, and you charge $5 a person.
Yeah. Like, I know you're, but it's so funny how they casually, slowly walk by my house. Yeah. It's like their change of pace.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a neighbor thing, man. I'm just it's
but
where
what
it is.
Is it for? Is it comparing? Is it like what is it?
It's pure curiosity. Like I kind of want.
No, I don't think it's innocent curiosity.
Well, that's what happened to me yesterday. I'm like, I was curious. I'm like, I saw you got us all this stuff behind your house. What'd you do?
It gives me the ick.
Well, see with Scott, that could be hey, who'd you use? Because they did a good job.
That's different. That is completely, if you're coming at it as, I'm thinking of doing the same thing. Who are you using? I've had a couple people say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like completely
how do you know
fine
they really,
with that.
How do you know they mean it?
Well, I don't know. Do exactly. A better job disguising your peepiness.
I know. Thanks, buddy. Taking his peepiness.
Wow. Yeah, you get little peeping Tom's around me.
Okay, I see what you mean. Hey, Tim, what's up, man? Hi.
What's going on, guys?
All right.
Hey, here's a question. Let's ask this question then, because I do have a dumpster. And you know, some people just love to dumpster dive. Have you ever dumpster dove in a neighbor's dumpster? Like it was in their driveway?
Absolutely, heck no.
I'm waiting for that moment. I pull in my driveway and I see somebody in there.
If any dumpster you were to dive in, it would be a neighbor one. Because, like, you know, there's no... you know, like rotting garbage smell stuff. It's just like household items
me
and drywall.
Telling Scott has a history of dumpster diving.
Yes.
So, because he dumpster dove in this dumpster over here.
I used to help a buddy do scrap, and there was like all kinds of like me. Fixtures
oh, I remember
in the back
when
dumper.
You used to do that. Yeah. Anyone make fun of you.
Yeah. Saying I have a dumpster, it's killing you, right? Scotty, you want to come over, don't you?
Absolutely.
You're like a fiend right now. My mom had, she had a neighbor, this was a couple years ago when she had a roof done. Neighbor texted her, she was at work.
Mm-hmm.
He said something about, hey, when's the dumpster leaving? Sort of the same thing.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, you know, it'll be picked up tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. She comes home from work and there's a car bumper in the dumpster.
That's a better question. Instead of dumpster diving, do you use other people's dumpster?
That's messed up.
To throw your... I wonder how many bags of poop are in my dumpster.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, people walking by, they probably just think, oh, there's
is
a dumpster.
Is it at the edge of the driveway by the road?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not up toward the house.
I've done that one. I can't say I haven't.
Sounds like a joke justified.
You can use this as an opportunity.
Yeah.
You can invite the neighbors over for tea and crumpets or biscotti and coffee, you know, sit in the Italian garagio and get to know each other.
Yeah, there you go.
If you're a neighbor, it's a three-season room. The dumpster's going to be there I don't know when. And come on over with some drywall and a hammer because I got to finish off this room.
That's
if you want to make yourself
Check
useful.
Me your address. I have some dog poop to throw out.
There you go. Bye, buddy. Thank you. Okay, good morning, you. It's Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz. 43 degrees starts, going to be 50. And that's about it. A little sprinkly today.
We have to, but 80 next week.
Yeah, Monday.
It's going to be nice weekend and really nice next week. Okay, so we have to talk about this because everybody is talking about this. It's in our news story. Abby Fridman has been reporting on it. Geneva police accused of selling Adderall.
Now, you're talking a Geneva police officer who does the dare... drugs thing.
13 year veteran of the Geneva Police Department accused of selling Adderall while on duty. He was a DARE instructor for multiple years. Currently, he is not.
Right.
But Deputies have been investigating after getting a tip from an officer that he sold a controlled substance to an adult at a business in Geneva while in uniform and driving a marked police car. So that is totally doubling down on a double standard.
You think?
I mean, that's bold.
You know, you hear about, you know, politicians that are, you know, all against child porn and they find out that he's got a computer full of it.
Okay.
It's like, this happens all the time.
There's two things here. First, and I don't know, I don't mind calling myself the dumb one in class, but when I saw this, well, first I saw controlled substance. So my mind went to, like, you know, the typical drugs you hear about. Cocaine, crack, you know, those kind of drugs. Adderall? Are we selling? Isn't that, that's an ADHD medicine that we give our kids.
Yeah, but it's also a very recreational drug that doesn't whack you out like fentanyl or heroin.
Not realize there's a market, a black market for Adderall.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes,
come
I did.
Come on, be honest.
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing with Adderall?
People pass around Adderall all the time. Hey, I can give you an Adderall.
But what does it do to you? Okay, so then I went down on a deep dive, 818-2899, if anyone was just as clueless as I was. I'm like, Adderall? That's what he's getting popped for? But
Sandy, as you know, you may or may not know, Sandy's very, very sheltered, doesn't drink, you know, doesn't do drugs.
Yeah, but if you're going to sell drugs, like Adderall?
Well, it's not as bad. I'm not saying that's right, but it's not as bad as selling fentanyl that can kill you.
See, that's where my... Okay. Would you be okay, because it's just Adderall, would you be okay him getting a lighter sentence for that? I'm dangling that question out there.
Right.
But I went on a deep dive of what does Adderall do to one to somebody who doesn't have ADHD?
Why don't you try some and tell me what it feels like?
Oh, yeah? Is that what we're going to do?
I think you should.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do Adderall some morning.
Do you have some?
I do not. I never had it.
College students often misuse it to cram for exams or write papers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Keeps you up.
Young professionals may use it to power through high-pressure jobs.
Correct.
Weight loss seekers are drawn to its appetite-suppressing effects.
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea.
Aw, you sheltered little thing.
I had no... Come on, I'm not the only sheltered one, am I? No, stop
it! It's a common, low-level prescription-ish thing. Won't whack you off out to, in the la-la land and make you crazy.
You are going to risk your career on selling Adderall?
I know, right? So, okay, what if he gets popped for selling Tylenol?
That's what I equate it to. I mean, if it's safe enough for an 8-year-old,
it's the mover and shaker drug. It's the urban professionals drug.
Is it?
It's not.
So, doesn't it mellow you out where you have zero emotion? I don't get the whole power through a stressful. Well, I get the stress because does it chill you out so much where you have.
I guess, yeah.
But then I don't get the cram for the exam what the college kids are doing.
Okay. Well, we'll just see what happens to him. It's that the irony is just.
Well, it's fascinating.
Amazing.
But there is some. I mean, some neighbors, like this one woman, is like, listen, I love. One resident, Ashley, she said, listen, I love the Geneva Police Department and every single person on that police department in the police force because they have been so great to me. I have a chronic illness. They help keep my son in line. They have been a godsend, every single one of them. So I have nothing to say. So if you're known for doing great things in the community and you get
one bad apple.
You get popped for selling Adderall.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be okay with them giving this dude a lighter sentence?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No.
It's
illegal. It's illegal. You can't do that. You can't sell drugs. I don't care.
But a lighter sentence. I'm not saying get off scot-free, but a lighter sentence. I mean, it's not fentanyl. It's not going to kill you.
It's a crime.
Does Adderall kill you?
I would imagine you can overdose on it, but there's no... There's no gray area in here.
There is. Well, to this neighbor, she says, hey.
Hey, the police department is great. It's the one bad apple.
She said every single one of them have helped her.
Okay, that's great. Maybe he. Yeah. All I know is that we'll keep an eye on it and we'll hear it in the news.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated with what happens. I just feel bad for his wife. I don't even know if he's married, but oh my God, honey, really?
Jerk or justified
is coming up next on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so we're going to try to get him on the line. Mm-hmm. He says that he has a problem with, after he gets into an argument with his girlfriend, what she does. It's really bothering him.
This is going to be
who
a good
she
one.
Tells. Yeah. Who she tells. I'll say
right.
it like that.
Even better, all right?
If laughter is the best medicine, these guys are your pharmacy. Spazano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or justified.
Hey, Nick, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to get on with you guys on Jerk or Justified.
Oh, absolutely. That's our public service. Yeah, would you like some Adderall with
that? Thank you.
No,
thank you.
Anyway, okay. Keep going.
That was inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't know, man. My girlfriend, she just likes to post these sad quotes or these cryptic messages on Facebook, like when we argue, and gosh, man, it bothers me. I don't know.
So you guys have an argument, and then she goes right to Facebook.
Yeah, it's like, okay, just vent this to the whole world, why don't you? But like, don't exactly say it, but just hint at it.
Oh,
the deal.
Yeah. She's one of those.
I see that stuff all the time, these cryptic messages. Well, why are people so mean?
Hold on. Huh. Does it bother you?
Well, yes.
Okay, that's exactly why she does it, because she wants to bother you. You ticked her off. You got into an argument. So stop doing whatever you're doing wrong.
Stop arguing. Stop arguing. Yes.
Stop. Don't be a better boyfriend.
Be more like George Clooney and never have an argument with your
significant other. And then you won't see any of this nonsense on her Facebook page.
Okay, that's ludicrous. You're going to jump on her side because she's a girl?
Well, I'm just trying to think. Like, she's not really if she was calling out exactly what happened in the argument, that's bad. But if she's just being cryptic... I don't like those people, but that's fine.
No, it's a jerk move. I'm with you, bud. Seriously.
So what?
Yeah, thank you.
She needs to stop doing that. Because all it does is put more strain on the relationship.
But what are we judging here? Are we judging her doing it, or are we judging you wanting her to stop? Like, did you say that you hate when she does this, or are you calling us first?
Did I tell her you're saying? Yeah. I've brought it up.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's still doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
what do you guys argue about? Is it a recurring? Is it always the same thing?
Sometimes it's like, what are we arguing about?
Right.
Like, it's like, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, how did this become something we're even discussing?
So you're not listening. That's what it is.
Oh, stop
you're
it.
You're not listening. If you don't know why you're arguing.
Yeah. We've all been in those arguments. Like, why are we arguing? What is going on? Well, there's something else going on.
You're not listening.
No. It's usually something else bugs you. Then you get mad about something trite, and then that's not what really bugs you.
We all have our way of dealing with our frustration of an argument. If her way is to kind of just be cryptic and do some sad quote, well, what harm is it really doing?
Okay. You say it's justified.
I think it's fine.
It's okay. 818-2899. Nick, I'm sorry, man. Feel your pain.
Thank you.
She goes to Facebook, does a cryptic quote, you come on the air with us and just spill the beans.
Exactly. Go straight out. Tell the world. Is she jerker justified? 818-2899 is the number. Vote now. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerker justified.
Hey, guys, it's Danny. It's Tony.
Tony with the Muppers. Tony.
Hi, Tone.
Hey, well, I used to do stuff like that, but I don't do it anymore.
Oh, God.
Because I thought it was kind of jerky.
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah, yeah.
I don't. Because not everybody needs to know.
No.
But they don't really know. They just know something's going on because you're not really.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're really just trying to call attention to yourself.
So you're a recovering sad quote. Cryptic messenger. Messenger.
Yes, I am.
I'm recovering. Good. Keep going to those meetings.
We love you.
Bye. Hi, The Buzz. You're on Jerker Justified. You want to join in?
Yeah, absolutely. How you guys doing today?
Hey, it's Kelvin. What's up, bud?
Hey, total jerk.
Yeah.
This is so sophomoric. It's unreal.
It is.
Aren't we all, though?
High school has ended.
Rudy Poo, Nabby Pamby, Happy Crap, Sprinkle Farts. Just, like, grow up. It's time to become an adult. And if you can't act as an adult, get out of the relationship.
Exactly.
Tell her you're getting out of the relationship. Pack her things, put it to the curb, and tell her she's out of the relationship.
Yeah, that's
another
thing.
Wait a minute. This is relationship ending in your eyes?
Oh, absolutely. If you are taking our personal life and however veiled or covert or a clandestine, you want to put it out there, that is still, you know, putting your business in the street.
It's rage worthy. I agree.
I will. Wow. I will not tolerate that.
You don't play games. You don't like to play games, right?
Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, Sandy, I called. You don't agree with me. Well, now I feel justified to put your face on a billboard and say, oh, this person is being mean to the fans of her show.
I love it.
Actually, we need some marketing. We can't afford it. Do it.
Yeah.
Do
we
it
can't
for
afford
us.
Billboards. if you could help us out. Well, all right, buddy. Thank you.
Oh,
we'll
my
take
God,
it.
I love you. That
Thanks.
Was great.
All right. Goodbye.
Take care.
All right. Hello, The Buzz. What do you call it, jerk or justified?
As it is a binary choice, I must go with jerk.
Oh, yes, man. It is binary. There's no depends.
Nothing in between. And I guess the basis for it, independent of the gender, so hopefully it's not picking sides,
right.
Male, female. We're looking at it binary fashion.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, it's because ultimately he's expressed something that is upsetting to him. And you don't want to get into the judgy part of saying, well, your feelings are wrong or basis. Those are his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
This is the person that is the ultimate import to him. He shared that, and she's persistent with it.
But it's like a generic. It's not like, oh, my, I wish my boyfriend paid more attention. It's just a generic quote. It just so happens to be sad.
But every time she goes on and vents about, like dancing around the edges of their argument, you know, and putting, like, cryptic, you know, messages out there.
But only he knows it's timed out for when they
actually. No, you know when you see these people.
If I might, that's the basis for it, though, because he's expressed it, and it's kind of like these are his feelings.
Yeah, that part bothers me, that he told her, and she's still
doing it. It's kind of like, you shouldn't have those feelings? How would it be if it was reversed? You shouldn't feel that way.
Right.
Boy, that's like telling people calm down. It never works.
Okay, it's jerk, then. You'll take it. Is this the professor?
How did you know that?
Because I just, I get this psychic vibe from you every time you call.
You sound smarter than the rest of us. Let's be honest.
I guess you need to get that addressed medically at some point.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Well, we are talking about Adderall this morning, so we're good.
We're
going to
get a little buzz from it. All right.
Love
you. That was all. I'll shut up.
Oh, no. You call anytime, man. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The verdict is...
pretty much.
Jerk.
Yeah.
I think the part that hits me the most was that the word sophomoric.
I think because he told her.
Justified. 98.9.
Listen, it's crazy. The phones are all lit up. This is like we hit a hot button for a lot of people.
And they all said jerk, except you.
Well, I just, you know, hey, I don't know.
Sandy's tribal. She'll always stick up for the girls.
Yeah. Well, it's that's her way. I don't know. Some people cry in their pillow. Other people's post to Facebook. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up on the show, we invite the Buzz fam in. We're going to have guests in the studio, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I had to totally switch up the Keep It PG because we do it with our listeners. And the reason why I had to switch it up is because it might have been a little too risque for who's coming in the studio.
We need a different booking agent, people.
Okay.
It's all coming up on the Buzz.
It's like really bad.
Stay there.
Hold on. It'll be good.
Spezzano and Sandy. They'll make you laugh faster than 490 slows down. 98.9, The Buzz.
I just Googled, any Pope yet?
Oh, and what popped up? That picture you created with ChatGPT?
No, Phil did. Oh. Full size candy bar. Phil created a picture of Sandy and I as Pope. You know, everybody wants to be Pope. No Pope yet.
No, just not everybody wants to be Pope. I do not want to be Pope. No, that's too much responsibility.
No.
And you couldn't be.
No. The lightning would strike and it would be all over. I just got word from the Vatican. They've had two rounds of.
I got
today,
word from the Vatican as if you have a direct line to the Vatican.
Yeah, they called me.
The way you said it.
I'm sorry. I Googled, and just as of an hour ago, there's been no Pope. Black smoke. I was always fascinated by that, though, you know? The whole...
Yeah.
You know, it's a blind vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way everything should be.
Mm.
Blind vote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking governments, everything. Blind vote.
Mm-hmm.
And put them in.
Mm-hmm.
Majority wins.
Mm-hmm.
Black smoke means no Pope.
Mm-hmm.
White smoke, Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been fighting the urge to watch the Conclave? The movie.
Why would you fight the urge?
I don't know, because I want to watch it.
Well, watch it.
Yeah, but then it's,
where's the discussion here?
Well, 2 hours of your life, and then it's like then
2 hours of your life.
Then you go down the rabbit hole.
Do wasting time.
What?
You get an extra 2 hours.
Okay, I'm going into the whole movie. Are you familiar with the movie
mm-hmm.
and Ralph Fiennes and all that stuff like that? And I
watch it.
I love to see the. I want to see it because I like the politics stuff behind it.
Mm.
You know, you see clips of this the movie and a bunch of cardinals smoking cigarettes out in the back alley and stuff like that. You don't think of that kind of. You think of the Vatican as all like, ooh.
Yeah,
but it's just people, in nice outfits. So nothing yet.
You got a direct line.
They'll call me. All right, you got the hotline. I'll even stop the music if they elect the Pope. How's that sound?
Okay. If they text you, let us know.
Yeah, they call me. Hey, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy, Thursday, live in the studio. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Let's survive. Sip it up and raise them high. The Buzz fam's here. Reach the sky. Shot, 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 shot. We got shot.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Do we sound like there's more than just us?
It's the
wait.
Live
first,
all right, let's
it's the live studio audience right, with Scotty and me. Ready? Cheers. This is way more than a shot.
Ooh,
what did
a
you
big
do?
One. Maybe we scared him away because nobody's here.
Okay, so here's the thing.
What happened? We're supposed to have all these live studio audience people here.
Wait, they're coming.
Right. Oh.
Okay, wait. Austin just got here.
Oh, I see.
And Mary...
Hi. Hi. 1 second.
Okay, so Mary, how funny. Austin is 15 years old.
Yes.
And he owns his own business.
The Charmed Candle Company.
Best kid ever. He's been on the air before, and he asked to come back on. We're like, of course.
Entrepreneur.
So stinking proud of you.
Yeah.
So it's almost good that he wasn't here for the shot, because that's kind of weird.
That was weird.
His grandpa's with him, and then, yeah. Right. Okay. But Mary was supposed to come from, what is it?
Rochester Golf Network.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm like, Mary, are you coming still? And she goes, who is this?
Who is this?
So I messaged her on Instagram, too. And she goes, oh, now I know who you are. I blocked you. I didn't know who Sandy was. Mary!
We'll get her in one of these days.
So she's like, what time? I go, now. You were supposed to be here now.
That's fine.
She blocked me.
It's all a big misunderstanding.
Oh my God, I've never been blocked. Well, I don't know if I've been blocked before, I guess.
You've been ignored by most.
Oh my gosh. Has anyone ever discovered you were blocked from somebody? That like that really hurt. We will play Keep It PG coming up.
Yep.
With, I guess, because Mary's not here.
Grandpa's here with his grandson, Austin. They're standing at the door waving at
him. This is going to be extremely uncomfortable.
Even more fun. All right.
To play this game with them.
All right. Stay right there. Hello. 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano, Sandy here. How are you? I'm Scott Spizzano. There's Sandy Waters. And we already did our shots, so we're all happy now.
Which is good, because Austin's only 15, you know, and Grandpa would not approve. They're mocktails, Grandpa. Yeah. But do you want to do a shot with us, Grandpa? A mocktail?
No, thank you. I'm off.
Oh, okay.
He's got to drive. He's got to drive. He's good. Yeah.
All right. So Austin from Charm Candle Company is in the studio with us, hanging out. And Grandpa's here.
Let me just tell you a story. What was it, a year ago now?
I think like 8 months ago.
8 months ago?
It's been a while.
It seems like longer than that. A young entrepreneur gets up on stage and boom, gets granted just like that. It's looking like a Shark Tank thing they do with the Young Entrepreneur Academy. And we're doing stuff with people that want to start businesses. And look at you. You start your candle company. Things are going really well for you right now, right?
Yep, really well.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. We are so proud of you.
He brought in a couple new scents this morning. We're going to try those out a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But first, we have to get to Keep It PG. Which, all morning long, we're like, this might not be... I think this is fine.
You were the one who's like, I don't know, man. Okay. I had these
so at first, I... And listen, sometimes I'll use ChatGPT to help me out. So I plugged it into ChatGPT. Give me some Keep It PG. Mm-hmm. And the scenarios it came up with was a little bit too much.
She was feeling
feisty.
For a 15-year-old.
So I'm like, oh God, okay.
You'd be surprised, Sandra.
So here's the rules of the game. And Grandpa, you got to play along too. I know you don't want to, but you have to. The rules of the game. You cannot use the same word someone else said.
Right.
We're going to go around the room. You have 5 seconds to respond, and you have to keep it PG.
Yeah, I got to keep it
first
clean.
Word that comes to your mind. Okay?
Right? Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Ready.
Okay. What's something you'd whisper in someone's ear that starts with the letter L?
Love.
Aww.
Got it. Okay, good, good.
Dad. Grandpa, keep it PG.
I was going to use that word.
Uh-oh. But you can't.
A like.
Huh. A like. <All right>. Okay.
Like. Mine would be lavender.
Oh. Okay, very good, very good. Everyone
makes
gets
no
a point.
Sense.
Yay.
Makes no sense.
Your teacher surprises the class with a pop quiz. Uh-huh. What do you mumble under your breath that starts with the letter C?
Keep it PG, right?
Yeah.
Keep it PG.
Oh, crud.
Crud.
Crud. Good
Grandpa.
One.
Can't.
extra credit.
Ooh, well, that's kind of starts with an E, so okay, fine. Very good. Final one. Keep it PG here on Spizzano and Sandy. Mom opens her Mother's Day surprise, and it's a vacuum! She looks excited, but in her mind, she's really thinking what that starts with the letter S.
Shoot.
That's an easy one.
Death.
Death doesn't start with an S.
That's what she's thinking, though.
Even though that's probably what she's thinking. Five.
Four. Start the letter S.
Two.
Super exciting. To have my son vacuum the floor.
Austin, you won this game.
Yeah,
you
man,
won
good job, this buddy. Game.
And that is Keep It PG.
I'm thinking the only way you can screw up your own Mother's Day is that you got nosy.
No, but I did almost cancel my Mother's Day gift without knowing that it was my Mother's Day.
Okay. It's Spazam and Sandy here on The Buzz. Thursday morning, guests in the studio.
Yep. Austin from Charmed Candle Company goes to McQuaid, and Grandpa's here too.
What's up?
Okay, so here's the thing. Yesterday, now this was weeks ago, and sometimes I do things, and I think you guys can relate. Sometimes I do things like multitasking, right? So I'm doing like three things at once, and you know, sometimes you may or may not finish one of those things. You know, you think you're giving 100% attention on all three, but yeah, you drop the ball on one of those three things
never,
that you're doing.
Never,
yeah, right.
Never.
So anyhow.
I'm sorry, always.
Right, yes, very right. Good. Okay. So the other week I was thinking, oh, I should do something for Mom for Mother's Day. And this was after our conversation on the air that I really don't do anything specifically for Mom, just all the moms in the family get together.
Yeah, right.
And you kind of said, you kind of made me feel guilty that I didn't specifically do something for Mom. Unintentionally, but I walked away feeling guilty. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So I went online and I'm like, I got to order Mom flowers or something. And I was looking and looking. Again, I'm doing two other things at once. And I don't remember actually ordering. But, okay. Yesterday, I get this email. Your order's being delivered. Uh-huh. And I'm like, wait,
did you click send?
Did I order it? But it's being delivered to my house. I go, oh no, I was multitasking. I send my own self the flowers.
That's supposed to go to Mom. I see where this is going.
So I'm looking to call the company and I'm like, wait, I don't remember ordering this, but it says I ordered. Okay. Same exact bouquet that I was looking at.
Really?
And I'm looking for the company and I'm like, darn it. How do I cancel this order? Because I don't want it to come to me. It's for Mom.
Yeah. You go to your orders and then...
And
right.
Then I click on the order,
The
order details, and little note attached.
Oh, no.
It's from my husband.
Oh,
it's
no.
From my husband.
Oh,
a sappy no. Thing. The girls and I love you. You're the best mom ever.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
Like, oh, my no. God, I almost canceled my own order.
So now when you get it.
Now what do I do? You know how bad I am at faking surprises.
That's fine. You're...
Wow.
Yeah, you're going to be like that. You're like that for everything anyway, so.
Wait, is this a good... Oh, my God.
No.
No.
No. You know what you
so
do?
I'm not good at
here's
this.
What you do.
Do I tell them?
No, here's what you do. You get it, and then you do your best. Think of the most horrible, tragic, horrible, deathly accident you could think of.
Yeah.
And start to tear up.
Oh, I ain't crying over flowers.
Just,
yeah,
stop. That's just stop and tear up. Don't say a word. Silence will make it completely believable.
Listen, you can make yourself cry. I can't. And I'm not crying over flowers. No mom cries over flowers. Come on. It's thoughtful, but we're not crying.
Yeah, they do.
Are we crying? Grandpa, you raising your hand? You cry over flowers?
Not at all, but what you could do is cancel the order, order something bigger, and then you
put it on
then
the card,
they'd
yeah.
be surprised.
Good
That's
one.
Funny.
I love it.
Oh, God. Okay, well, so if you're looking for a Mother's Day, what are you doing for your mom, Austin? You're not giving her a candle, are you?
Well, my brother's graduation is actually on Mother's Day.
Nice!
So we're
going
to take...
Why do they do that?
I know, right?
Sports teams do that all the time, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he always goes away to college on Mother's Day, and now he's graduating on Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day.
Oh, that evil college. Where does he go?
He goes to Mercyhurst in Erie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they must not have a mom. Wait, no. Okay.
So what are you doing for your mom? You take her out after?
So, yeah, we'll take her out to dinner, and then I don't know what I'm going to get her. She's probably listening, so I can't say.
Yeah. When you say you're going to take her out to dinner, what does that mean?
My brother and I.
Okay, your grandpa's raising his hand again.
Yeah, that means who's paying for it is the question.
We'll be paying for dinner. And that's fine.
That's fine.
Until you make your first million at Charm Candle Company, grandpa can pay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so this is a good Mother's Day gift, by the way. If anyone's still thinking for a gift, for Mom, Charm Candle Company, this is Austin's company. Again, he's 15 years old. You started this when you were 14.
14 years old.
Yeah.
And it's scented, and there's charms within the candle.
Yes, bracelet charms inside the candle.
Yeah.
And in the candles, you get three bracelet charms. You put it on a bracelet, necklace, purse. They're really stylish. They look really good, and they smell amazing.
It's kind of like a bath bomb with a prize in it. But slower.
Okay, your Instagram is so funny too. You're doing such a good. We are so stinking proud of you.
Yeah, thank you, man.
We're like your parents.
Where do we go?
So proud of you.
Where do we go to get one? What's the website?
You can go to charmcandlecompany.com, and there's a local delivery, so you will get it by Mother's Day if you're in the Rochester area.
Nice.
What does that mean?
That means Austin's going to get his grandpa to drive over to your house.
Yeah, I know. Yep. I'm waiting for grandpa's hand to go up again.
98.9 to Buzz, Fizzy, and Sandy. It's coming up on 9 o'clock, the commercial-free 98 song. Austin and his grandpa are here. Austin goes to McQuaid. I was wondering if they get the day off when they elect the Pope. Yes or no? I did see, though, this is pretty cool. Some actual cardinals that are there in the Sistine Chapel rushed to watch the movie Conclave before they went in to do Conclave. Now, it seems like cheating, right? To get pointers on how they do it.
To get pointers? That's why they did it?
To get tips and tricks? Yeah, like what are some of the ins and outs of the politics and stuff like that?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
The reason being is because Pope Francis had appointed some of these cardinals who've never been in a conclave before.
Yeah, right.
Art imitates life. Life imitates art.
It's like the Cliff Notes.
Right, like Ralph Fiennes is going to like decide who the Pope is. You know, so that's pretty cool.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, before you leave, though, you have to fill out some things for the honesty box. This is a new thing. Now, there's a bunch of people that have already submitted their things for the honesty box.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be singled out. We won't know it's yours, but you have to write one thing you love about the show, one thing you hate about our show. Ooh. Don't hold back.
Hate.
Don't hold back. Scott does have a very sensitive ego, but it's fine. And then one question that we would have to answer with complete honesty. Okay? And then tomorrow...
And then sign your name to it.
No, don't sign your name. Don't sign your name. And then tomorrow we'll draw from the honesty box.
Yeah.
Okay?
And so maybe your question will come up. Or a response or something.
All right. So, yeah. Austin from Charmed Candle Company, where are you doing events this weekend for Mother's Day?
Yes. So, this Saturday, the 10th, I'm going to be at the Webster Community Arts Day. It's at Webster Schroeder High School.
Yeah.
So, I'll be selling the new Tropical Summer Collection, and I'll be selling the Spring Collection. So, if you need a gift for Mother's Day, there's a bunch of different scents that you can get. You can meet me. You can smell all the candles. And, if you're still looking for something for Mother's Day,
this is perfect.
It's a great way to get something.
Well, you brought in a couple of candles.
I have Ocean Breeze and Papaya Plunge with me today.
I like the Papaya Plunge. That's really good.
That's one of my
favorites. Breeze smells good, too.
I love Ocean Breeze.
You like that one better?
I do. Wait. It kind of smells like, this is going to be weird, but it smells like whatever my husband uses.
On his pits?
Yeah. No, it smells like my husband in a candle. My husband is Ocean Breeze. It smells like, it does. It's his cologne. It's his something.
You should have a rogue division of Charm Candle and have it be like all weird names. Like, you know, like my husband's pit, you know, that kind of stuff.
My husband's pit.
my husband's
pit. Just put my husband. Do a Mike Danger candle. Kinda my
like
husband.
They, yeah. There's like a lot of candle companies that do kind of stuff like that. Like odd names.
Yeah. Well, I think the charm of Charm Candle Company is from there's charms inside the candle. Yeah.
So unique. Wow. One of a kind.
Very cool. So good, man. Go to
charmcandlecompany.com.
There you go. All right.
Perfect.
Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it. Always good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you.
Great. All right. Thank you, man. All right. It's coming up on our 9 o'clock hour here on 98.9.
And tomorrow on the show, we have to get to another Jerker Justified. Hey, if you have any good Jerker Justified moments, scenarios that you want to put on trial tomorrow, you are more than welcome to contribute. Tomorrow's Friday.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News coming on. Yeah.
Yep.
We can kick off the weekend, all kinds of stuff here on 98.9 to Buzz, Spizzano and Sandy.
Got something to share with Spizzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 the Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.